Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Hey, it's Delilah. Today we're going to mash up a bunch of great callers, some from the past, some new, some old, all of them fabulous. Good evening. You've called Delilah. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Holly.
Hi, Holly. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Well, I actually was calling in because I have my daughter here with me. She is 10 years old.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
We have been listening to you for a while, and we both love your show. Anyways, last night, she called you 306 times last night to try to get through. I wanted to see if you can play a song for her.
Okay, Holly, you know you got to give the phone to your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Brella.
All right, hand the phone to Brella here so we can have a little conversation. Brella, how old are you?
10.
You're 10, and you have the patience to hit redial 300 and how many times?
306.
306 times trying to get on to the Delilah show. That tells me you had something very important to share. Who are you thinking of?
My mom.
Your mom, is she your hero?
Yeah.
Is she your very best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, you're 10 now. But in a couple of years, you're going to be a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song for you if you promise me something.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard promise to make, but I'm going to ask you to try, okay?
Okay.
Promise me that when you become 13 or 14, you won't roll your eyes at mom, but you will remember this night and how she's your very best friend.
Okay.
Because sometimes when girls hit 13 or 14, they forget that.
Mm-hmm.
They forget how much they love their mom, and they say really rude things, and they get kind of annoying at that age. So you're going to promise me that when you turn into a teenager and mom lets you wear lipstick or a little mascara, that you don't turn into one of those bratty girls that rolls their eyes at mom and says things like, "You don't understand. That's not fair."
Oh, she says, "I already do."
Oh, no, you don't. Have you got what I call a mean mom, a mom that wants to know where you are at all times and wants to know who you're with?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, isn't that just crazy? How she worries about you and doesn't let you do certain things or say certain things or watch certain things because it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of the meanest moms I can tell. She probably doesn't let you watch movies that are inappropriate. She probably doesn't want you watching TV. She wants you doing your homework, going to basketball practice or swimming practice or rally practice.
Gymnastics, actually.
Gymnastics. Oh, boy, she's a really mean mom. She says things like, pick your towel up off the floor. Where is your outfit? Where is your leotard? Where are your tights? Put them away. Put them away. Put them away. Am I describing all the mean aspects of mom?
Yes.
Yeah. You got a pretty awesome mom, honey. I will play a song for you.
Okay.
Let me talk to mama again.
Hi.
Keep being a mean mom, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking our call. This made her night.
Good evening, Delilah. It's Amy.
Hi, Amy. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, my husband's out working like he has been forever. He means the world to me. We're going on our 15-year anniversary, and I just wanted you to tell him how much I love him, how much he means to me, because he's been everything to me. Like, I don't know, when you meet somebody and you're in the empty place, and, you know, you get up every day and you want to do something to make their day better, And he does that for me. I'm his priority. And he's a hardworking man. He's a police officer, and he works details at night or, you know, overtime, you know, when they're ordered. And I don't know. It's just, I just love him very much. And it's hard when you're alone a lot, and being their support system makes me feel that maybe I don't want to let him down. But the years have been good with me and him.
And you are still as in love as you ever were with this man, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like the day I said I do to him has been every day.
It sounds to me like you fall deeper in love every day.
We do. Like, I do. You know, you say I do every day to your partner. It's not just the day you met. It's every day you say I do to them. And he does to me every day. There's not a day we don't go by and say I love you. I mean, he tells me I'm a beautiful girl, like his beautiful girl. You know, how's your morning going, Angel? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's always very affectionate with me as I am with him, but he's such my support. And I try to be his home from day one. I met him and I knew he was the man that I was going to marry.
Let me play the perfect song since you are his home.
Oh, I love you, Delilah. I'm so glad I got through. I've tried many a times, but tonight I got to sit back and be like, you know what? You said the lines were open. I'll try you, girl. So
I'm glad you tried. I'm glad you got through. Let me play a song for you guys. You have a wonderful night. Hi, good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Caitlin.
Caitlin, hi. Welcome. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you a sweet story that is near and dear to my heart.
I would love to hear a sweet story.
So when I was a little girl, my parents and my grandparents used to drive me around listening to your station and to put me to sleep. And I remember playing asleep just so they would carry me in. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm driving my kids around listening. And it just brings back so many memories near and dear to my heart. You have a special place in my heart. And I just wanted to share that not only did I grow up listening to you, but I also get to carry on that tradition with my kids.
How many kids do you have?
I have two, and they're 3 and 6.
And do you have somebody at home that will carry in the 6-year-old and you carry in the 2-year-old while they're pretending to be asleep?
I do.
I actually remember that from back in the 60s, pretending to be asleep, hoping mom and dad would carry me in. Cause I don't know, there's something so comforting about that.
It was. And, the only way I would ever go to sleep is for them to ride me around and play your station.
Well, I'm glad I got to be a part of your childhood. I'm even more thrilled I get to be a part of your kids' childhood.
I know. That is so special to me.
A multi-generational relationship going on here.
Yeah, we do, for sure.
Let me find a song for your whole family. Thank you for calling and sharing that. You have a great night.
Thank you so much. You too.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Delilah. Hi, it's Delilah. Up, Faith, and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up, Faith, and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's F-A-C-E-T.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.